Three police officers wounded in terrorist stabbing attack at Temple Mount. By Deborah Brand on November 3, 2022. At least three police officers were wounded in a terrorist stabbing attack at the entrance to the Flashpoint Temple Mount in Jerusalem's Old City on Thursday morning, marking the fifth Palestinian terrorist assault in recent days. The attacker, a 20-year-old Arab resident of in eastern Jerusalem, was shot dead by police officers. Police officers saw the attacker acting suspiciously near the Iron Gate. During the examination of the suspect, he pulled out a knife and stabbed one of the officers in his torso, police said. The officers were taken to hospital in moderate condition and the Temple Mount was evacuated from worshippers. On Wednesday, an Israel Defense Forces soldier was seriously wounded when a Palestinian terrorist ran him over with his car near the Israeli city of Modi'in. The Palestinian attacker was shot dead. On Sunday, another Palestinian driver drove his car into a group of Israeli soldiers at two locations near the West Bank city of Jericho, injuring five of them. He was also shot. Saturday saw a shooting attack in which an Israeli man was shot dead near Hebron. The terrorist was shot dead by an off-duty soldier. MK Itamar Ben-Gvir, the firebrand politician who was the surprise winner of Tuesday's election, blamed the outgoing government for the attack. The twilight of the Gantz Lapid government is coming to an end with yet another terrorist stabbing attack. The time has come to restore security to our streets. The time has come to restore order. The time has come for there to be a landlord here. The time has come for terrorists to be eliminated when they go out to carry out attacks. I wish a full recovery to the victims, he said. On Thursday, Israeli troops entered the Palestinian terror city of Jenin and reportedly killed a senior Islamic Jihad official as he went to slaughter a cow for his upcoming wedding, Arab media reported.